Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله we would welcome all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel Subhanallah to this beautiful and amazing program, Reformation of the Ummah. We have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon his noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who illuminated the candles of knowledge and faith and reformed the Ummah. And upon his dignified Ahl Bayt and his blessed companions alayhim ridwan, who are the stars of guidance and saviors of the Ummah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali states in his famous poetry, Mustafa, Jane Rahmat Pilakho Salam, Shame Bazme Hidayat Pilakho Salam, Ek Merahi Rahmat Pidawa Nahi, Ek Merahi Rahmat Pidawa Nahi, Shahaki Sari Ummat Pilakho Salam, Mustafa, Jane Rahmat Pilakho Salam, Shame Bazme Hidayat Pilakho Salam. Alhamdulillah, since we have of course commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have sent durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah azza wa jal, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should bear in mind this beautiful and fragrant narration, hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who recites 1,000 times durood pak daily. He will not die until he sees his abode in Jannah. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Likewise, there are many other blessings. Subhanallah, the one who recites 50 times Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Akram, Nur-e Mujassam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Which ummati and follower does not desire to touch and shake the blessed hands of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to attain his qurb, his proximity and closeness in this world and in the hereafter? One has to abide by the sunnah. One should recite abundance of durood and salat, salawat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome once again, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is the program called Reformation of the Ummah. And once again, I am in the company of our honorable Ustadul Ulama, who is the principal of Jamiatul Madina of Da'wat Islami in KZN, subhanallah. He is none other than our honorable, respected Mawlana Ziyad Madani Attari Sallamahul Bari. And we would like to welcome him with the opening greetings of Islam once again. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakallahu khairan for having us.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today our topic is far different. We are discussing illiteracy, which is the human downfall. And due to this ignorance, due to illiteracy, due to not being connected to the books and being connected to the beautiful teachings of Islam, we have fallen into the dark pits of ignorance.
Yes.
Due to which many things are not going to unfold for us, due to which we are not going to reach and attain Allah Azza wa Jalla's proximity. As a Muslim, this is the target that a person wants to live and remain with Iman, and he wants to leave this world with Iman. Mm-hmm. And for as long as you live in this world, one should protect his faith and Iman. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we are going to discuss how important ilm and knowledge is together with this dear viewers of Madani channel. So make sure they are with us in this program until the end. We are going to now listen to a beautiful kalam recited by none other than Rukne Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyya. It's a very famous kalam, As-Subhu Bada Min Tala'atihi. We hope that you enjoy this kalam. Until we return, keep sending salawat upon Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.
Allah, 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 Allah. أني عامي هذه الأمم لشريعته. الله 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 الله. سعتي الشجر نطق الحجر ساعتي الشجر نطق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته. الله 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 ليلة أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته. الله 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 محمدنا هو سيدنا. فمحمدنا هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته. الله 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 الله. فاق الرسل فضلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته. الله 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 الحسب كل العرب في خدمته. الله 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 الله. سلف من أمته.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, kya baat-e Madine ki. And this was our Honorable Rukne Shura. We also made ziyarat of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Qadri Radhavi, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Mawlana Sahib, we say shukran to Amir Ahl Sunnat.
Alhamdulillah.
For providing for us this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah.
Alhamdulillah.
Which is Da'wat Islam.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And he, yani Amir Ahl Sunnat and his team, yani the Shura, and all those who work closely with the Shura, all other Arakine Shuras, Nigrans, and Zeli Nigrans, they work very, very hard to, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, to propagate the Sunnat of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many masajid throughout the globe have been established? How many madaris, how many Jamiatul Madinas of Da'wat Islam being established?
Subhanallah.
All of this is linked to our subject and our discussion for this evening, dear viewers of Madini Channel.
Alhamdulillahi
Rabbil Alameen. Yes, illiteracy is a human downfall due to which a person falls into the pits of ignorance and after which the results of which is very sad, because on the day of Qiyamah, when we're going to be faced, you know, we're going to be facing Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of judgment, we're going to be questioned for all those actions that we have performed in the world. Everything boils down to ilm and knowledge. Have we obtained that knowledge? Because Islam is that beautiful, beautiful deen and religion which has given us guidance on all matters of life.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. We should first thank our Rabb Azza wa Jalla for giving us this beautiful deen of Islam. And along with performing acts of worship, along with performing ibadah, it is also necessary for a Muslim, for a mu'min, for a believer to carry out all these matters of life according to the Shari'i rules.
Absolutely. Alhamdulillah.
Ibadat is farud. Namaz, roza, hajj, zakat is farud. It's not going to be performed according to one's discretion, but rather it will be performed according to Islamic laws.
Okay.
Such as, let's take some examples, one's household matters, business affairs, marriages, you know, happy times, way of living, eating, speaking, listening, talking. All of this has to be done in accordance to Islamic laws, dear viewers of Madini Channel. But unfortunately, Mawlana Sahib, I'm saying this with a very heavy heart, that we are living in such difficult times that after having all this motivation, after having all these resources that we could always refer to, we have put a blind eye on those kutub, on those books, on those subjects. We have actually distant and disconnected ourselves with the people of knowledge, with the ulama, with muftiyani kiram, Allahu Akbar. And instead of gaining this knowledge, you know, from the Sharia itself as to what Sharia has commanded me to do, namaz is farb, how should I perform my salah? As I have seen my ustad performing salah, or should I perform salah in the way in which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us how to perform salah? I want to keep roza, I want to go for hajj. Should I go for hajj in the way my agent takes me for hajj? As the group will do, I will just blindly follow, or I will do that which Sharia commands me to do when I go to carry out the rites of hajj, umrah, likewise nikah, and many other subjects in Islam. But we see this division and the split amongst people. One is following one practice, the other is following the other practice. So all of this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, boils down to ignorance, that the rules are the regulations and laws are set by Sharia for a person to abide by and to follow. But unfortunately, every person wants to follow his tabi'at instead of Shariat, and so on and so forth. So, Mawlana Sahib, this is, of course, the open discussion and a humble appeal to our respected Honorable Mawlana Sahib to educate us on this matter, the importance of abiding by the laws and by the rules of Islam. Together with this, firstly explain to us the different categories of ignorance itself. Inshallah.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. See, firstly, we must understand, Huzur mentioned very beautifully that we are blessed to be Muslims. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you will see Muslims have a set way, Muslims have laws that they live by, Muslims have knowledge that guides them. In fact, look at the very early ages of Islam. Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this dunya. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had propagated Islam. What is the zamana? Zamana meaning time period. The zamana, the time period before Islam was propagated is known as what zamana? Zamana e jahiliya. It is known as the period of ignorance, which means Islam has come and put an end to zamana e jahiliya. Islam has put an end to ignorance, and Islam is now the zamana, it is the time period of knowledge. Since Islam has come to us, it is the time period of knowledge. It is the time period of nur. Al-ilmu nur, isn't it? Knowledge is light. It is the means of dispelling darkness. So, alhamdulillah, we look at the world around us and we see people behave in certain ways and do certain things. Sometimes a Muslim person would say, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me that I purify myself in a certain way. Look towards those who are not purifying themselves in that way, that they don't have Islam and they don't have Iman. Sometimes people look down upon this, but instead just think for a moment that if it wasn't for Islam having taught me this, I will be just like that. If Islam didn't teach me purity, if Islam didn't teach me tahara, if Islam didn't teach me to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily and five times daily, subhanallah azza wa jal, if Islam didn't teach me this, then what will I have? I will be just like the rest of the world. I will be just as lost as other people, thinking that I've come here to eat a few morsels of food, to breathe a little bit of air, and then my work here is done.
Allah.
So mashallah, Islam has brought ilm. Islam has brought knowledge, and that is to dispel ignorance. But firstly, for someone to learn, for someone to attain ilm, one must understand first his own position so that he realizes the need to attain ilm. So Huzur, mashallah, discussed ignorance and types of ignorance. Ignorance simply means not knowing. All right. One shouldn't feel bad of, you know, that we don't know. Yes, if we don't know, it means we need to learn. It means we need to learn. But often if you tell someone that you are ignorant, then the person feels very bad. There's no intention of belittling anyone. It's just that we must recognize our own lack of knowledge. We have different categories of ignorance. One type of ignorance, or one category of not knowing, is such that someone is ignorant, someone does not know, does not have ilm, but they realize that I don't have ilm. This person who does not have the knowledge, but realizes and knows that I don't have the knowledge, this person is actually in a good position. Why is he in a good position? This person is in a good position to learn. Because without identifying, without understanding that I don't have that knowledge, then you won't be able to learn. You need to identify I don't have it, then you will work towards attaining it.
Kya baat?
Then the other is that the person is ignorant, but doesn't know of the ignorance. Now, if one doesn't know of the ignorance, then how will they learn anything? Because the person hasn't identified that I don't know. So if you don't know that you don't know, how will
Allah,
you ever get
Allah
to know?
Akbar, Allah.
Then the third type of ignorance, and this is very dangerous. The third type of ignorance is that someone is ignorant. Someone does not know, but they believe that they do know.
Allahu Akbar.
Now the one who doesn't know and believes that, no, but I have lot of knowledge. But I know lot of things. You can't teach me. Really, you can't teach that person. This person has closed themselves off to learning. Therefore, the scholars and the ulama-i-kiram, we are constantly advised by our Araqeen-e-Shura, by our leaders within this beautiful movement of Dawud-e-Islami, that always be open to learning. Just recently, I was listening to Mufti Qasim Sahib. And Mufti Qasim Sahib was advising that don't close off your doors to learning. Keep the doors to learning open. And how is it that we keep the doors open to learning? We keep those doors to learning open by realizing, by constantly reminding ourselves that we don't know.
Allah.
In fact, there's a beautiful Allah saying. There's a beautiful saying I've heard. I've read of Sayyidi Data Ganje Baksh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He had given this saying. He had mentioned this. Someone asked Huzur, Data Sab, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that Hazrat, how much do I need to know? Hazrat told him, you need to know enough to know that you do not know.
Allah.
You need to know enough to know that you do not know. You know, as long as you realize and you believe that my cup is empty, my cup is not full, you will always be able to put more. But the day we believe the cup is full, we can't add anything. You know, it reminds me of someone who is climbing a mountain. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He's climbing a mountain. Now, the person believes that, you know, I know a little, but at the bottom of the mountain, he thinks dunya is very small. The higher he climbs, the bigger he realizes the world is. If he climbs to the peak of the mountain, he sees the entire world open in front of him, and he sees this large, vast stretch of land, and he realizes that actually the land is much more than I thought it was. But at the bottom of the mountain, he thought, well, this is the world.
Allah.
The higher you climb, the more you realize there is to see. This is ilm, an example of ilm as well. That the higher you go in ilm, the more you realize there is to know. So the great scholars realize that there is so much more that I don't know. And then the one who is in the trap of ignorance, he thinks I know everything. Because he's at the bottom of the mountain. The one who is on the peak, he realizes I'm very small. There's a vast world out there.
Subhanallah. A very beautiful explanation, and especially Maulana Sahib, that you mentioned about the time of ignorance, Zamane Jahiliyyah. And when you spoke about this, the first thought came to my mind was, during those days, was science not at its peak? Was doctors not existing at that time? Were engineers not existing at that time? Allahu Akbar. As you spoke about Zamana Jahiliyyah, though this Zamana and this era and this period is termed as Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance, though many professionals existed in that time from different backgrounds, but still that era was termed as Jahiliyyah because it was void from Quran.
Allah.
It was void from the Sunnah of the beloved Allah Nabi, the teachings of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a perfect role model. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. So from every aspect of his Mubarak and blessed life, he taught people the way of life, you know, the daily do's and don'ts, what we do on a daily basis. There are so many wrongs that we do. If only we could, you know, check the Sunnah tariqah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and assess our actions, and then we realize how much of ignorance we are still involved in. Despite saying I am a Muslim, despite, you know, restricting these claims to one's tongue, that I am a lover of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in this field of being lovers, we turn to put a blind eye on many things.
Right.
And due to which we are assuming that we are not in ignorance, but dear viewers of Madinah channel, our actions determine and show that we are faced by ignorance. Why? Because we do not want to learn the sahih and the correct method and tariqah. That was one, Mulana Sahib, that you mentioned about the times of ignorance. So we realize from this dear viewers of Madinah channel that you could be living in any time. You will still fall into the pit of ignorance if you move away from Quran and Hadith.
Absolutely.
Of that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the noor and light.
Because Huzur, as Huzur mentioned now, that at that time houses were being built. So that means the field of building and construction was there.
Allah.
There were doctors, and such doctors, we read about doctors of the past. We think that we have advanced a lot, but we read of doctors of the past. That many of them, some of them could feel the pulse of a person, and they would tell you what sickness he's suffering
Allah,
from.
Allah, Allah.
There were those that could look at, you know, a sample of the person's, just by sight, no testing, but a sample of the person's urine, and they would tell you what sickness the person is suffering from and what is the cure for that as well. There were experts within different fields, yet we still say Zamana Jahiliyyah. Because that which is void of Islam has no basis. You know, just take the example. Take the example of whatever other ilm it is that we have, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, but just take the example that every other science, every other knowledge that is not directly the knowledge of Quran, the knowledge of Sunnah, the knowledge of the Hadith, knowledge of Fiqh, many Islamic sciences, consider it to be a zero. And I'm not saying it's worthless, but just consider it to be a zero. As many zeros as you place, you still don't have much worth. In fact, you don't have any worth really. Islam is that one before it.
Allahu Akbar.
When you have Islam, and then no matter how many zeros you add, now Alhamdulillah, it's of value.
Subhanallah.
Because you have Iman, you have Islam, you have knowledge of the deen. When someone has, this is our primary focus.
MashaAllah.
No one is saying don't become a doctor. No one's saying don't become a lawyer. No one's saying don't become an engineer. Please become these things. It is important that Muslims must be found in every field. Sometimes, you know, when people look down upon other sciences, I also mentioned this to them, that it is important that we have Muslims in the field of medicine as doctors. Why?
Inshallah.
It's important that you have Muslims who are surgeons, Muslims who are heart surgeons, Muslims that are lawyers, Muslims in so many fields. Imagine our own case, our own situation. If just ask ourselves the question that if I am laying down on my operation table or I'm being treated on my deathbed, do I want a Muslim treating me or do I want someone who does not have Iman treating me? For if I'm going to breathe my last breath, that Muslim doctor will tell me to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst if I don't have a Muslim, then Muslim
Allahu
doctor, what will
Akbar,
be the case?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
so we need Muslims. We need Muslims in all these fields, but the primary focus, the primary knowledge, the primary literacy that we must have as Muslims is knowledge, literacy regarding our deen. That's the one before it. Then everything else becomes valuable. First, learn knowledge of the deen, knowledge of my salah, knowledge of my zakah, knowledge of reciting the Holy Quran. If we can't recite the kalam of Allah Ta'ala and take the guidance from the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, if we don't know the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then every other ilm is just the zero there. It's not
Allah
worth anything. But when I can please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have knowledge about it, I have knowledge about the deen, now I can use my other skills and the other knowledge that I have to also benefit the deen. Then
subhanallah,
that is well worth it.
So this is that knowledge, Mulana Sahib, that will benefit a person not only in this world but in the akhirah as well.
Wallah.
The degrees of this world shall benefit you to have and to earn a lump sum salary, for example. You can earn and have a very comfortable lifestyle in this world, drive what you want to drive, live where you want to live, eat what you want to eat, because why? You have the degree. But
right.
Trust me, if you have deprived yourself of the actual degree, which is the degree to learn salah, namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, which is your transportation to the proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal, which will transport you into Jannah. It will have you admitted into paradise through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one has deprived himself from such uloom and knowledge, then despite all the degrees you may have, you are at a loss. So do remember, dear viewers, in the light of what our respected honorable Maulana Sahib has mentioned, that Islamic knowledge is necessary for removing the darkness of ignorance.
Absolutely.
This is the summary of our discussion, that light of Islamic knowledge, the noor of Islamic knowledge and ilm, is necessary for removing the darkness of ignorance, because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this famous hadith which is in Ibn Majah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin.
Wallah.
Acquiring knowledge is compulsory on every Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Yani, it is fard-e-ayn for every sane and adult Muslim man and woman to learn Islamic laws according to their present situation.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something which we analyze, we know, but we don't find the time, Maulana Sahib.
Absolutely. Huzur, the necessity of seeking Islamic knowledge. Just remember that whatever is fard upon us, whatever is necessary upon us, it is also fard that we learn regarding that. For example, Salah is fard upon me. That means it is necessary for me to learn about Salah. It's fard upon me to learn about Salah. Zakah, if Zakah is necessary upon you, then it is fard for you to also know the masail, the rulings of Zakah. If Hajj is fard upon you, it's fard to also know the rulings of Hajj. In fact, whatever field we are involved in, that is our work, it is fard, it is necessary for us to know the rulings of that field as well. If someone's a businessman, someone's a trader, this person has to learn the masail of business.
Right.
And there are many masail of business.
Right.
That means someone needs to spend some time to go under a scholar and to say, I'm involved in this business, please give me the do's and don'ts. And it may not happen in one session. As we are soon going to speak of Jami'at al-Madina, to teach, to study a Dars-e-Nizami course, to study ilm al-Din in Jami'at al-Madina, it takes years. That subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, at times up to a decade, someone is trying to learn the masail of deen, continuously trying to learn the masail of deen, because deen is so vast. So it's not going to take one session or two sessions, but ilm is sought through learning, through seeking.
And the best part, Mu'asab, that there's no age restrictions in Islam.
Subhanallah.
Aap 50 ke ho, aap 70, 60 ke ho, aap chahe jitne bhi aapki umar hai. This is learned from the andaz and from the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take one companion and would say, now you go to Ashabi Sufa and teach the rest of them.
Ya
subhanallah, Allah. Subhanallah. There were Sahaba Ali Ridwan who were married maybe, who had children, who were adults in their adulthood. They never felt shy to learn from a companion, maybe who's a Muhajir companion, who's an Ansari companion. They would teach them how to read and write, how to become a scribe, subhanallah. This was taught by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No companion had any complaint that you cannot be my teacher, I can't learn from under you, so on and so forth. They would teach with a passion and other companions would learn with the very same enthusiasm and passion. So where is that enthusiasm gone? We feel shy to maybe sit in a class where there are children, but this is the beautiful deen of Islam, that one should not feel shy. There are different classes available. And this is why I, in the very beginning, we thanked Amir al-Sunnat for this beautiful, fragrant movement. Trust me, dear viewers of Madinah channel, trust me, Allahu Akbar, different centers of Da'wat Islami offer these classes called Madrasatul Madinah Balighan classes. Mm. Why do we have Balighan classes for adults? And not only we have those classes, but rather I have seen seniors in their 70s and 80s attending such classes.
Subhanallah.
Without any difficulty, they came for Salah, they would like to learn or better their Tajweed. Yes. And check up their Tajweed with Qari Sahib who's seated over there.
Right.
Or let us know what are the Sunan and Wajibat and Mustahabbat in Wudu and Salah, so on and so forth.
Right.
Oh yes, I studied this 50 years ago. My Ustad taught me like this, but today I'm learning it this way. You know, it's actually what you remember 50 years ago. You can't trust that knowledge 50 years back. I mean, that knowledge is there, but you can't trust your memory to remember it so accurately for all those
Absolutely.
Years. Refresh in your memory. Go again through it. You have to go through those masail because it is your transportation to Jannah.
Allah
As Nigrani Shura says about Salah, one ibadah, that Salah is the key to the Tala and to the lock of Jannah. Namaz is the key to Jannah. And just as a key has grooves and many teeth, right? If one is damaged, the lock can never open. Allahu Akbar. So how do you think that I'm going five times walking to the masjid? Immediately after Adhan, I'm gone to the masjid, I'm performing namaz with Takbiri Ula, Ba Jama'at behind the Imam Sahib, so much of tranquility, happiness. I'm saying, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, may Allah save you from Nazir Ibad. Keep this good work. But just imagine for a moment that your fard was not done collectively for some mistake that you were making in Salah. And for the last 30 years, I'm reading my namaz in this way, and one day somebody had brought it to your notice and said, Bhaijan, you have been reading Salah incorrectly over these years.
Allah.
What happens in this case? Am I going to say I never have the time to study? Mm-hmm. Therefore, we're saying you can be a doctor, you can be an engineer, you could be a professor, you could be a teacher, you could be a student, you could be a male, you could be a female. Wherever it's comfortable, according to Islamic law, study. Despite whatever degrees you may have, learn this beautiful deen of Islam, inshallah. We have a beautiful clip as we are speaking about Salah, and I just wish that we also, through the sadqa of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learn to have khushu and khuzu in our Salah, you know, being God-fearing in Salah, humility in namaz. So we have a beautiful clip for the viewers of Madinah channel. We have a beautiful department of Da'wat Islami, and today the principal of that department is with us, none other than Maulana Ziyad Madani Attari, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah. We are going to be learning about Jamiatul Madinah. Our discussion is illiteracy, human downfall, ignorance, so on and so forth. And today, inshallah, we're going to get that removed after we listen to the Madani Pearls, or we listen about the Jamiatul Madinah, the Uloom Department of Da'wat Islami. In many parts of the world, different names are kept there. But this Darul Uloom, the house of teaching us knowledge, subhanallah, is also available in this country, in many parts of South Africa. So we are going to hear from him with regards to the students, what type of students study, mashallah, zawajallah, and how they would come to learn this beautiful deen of Islam. Please, you increase your enthusiasm as well. And together with that, make your intention, if Allah has blessed you with one awlad, two awlad, three, four, five children you may have, or you know someone that would love to study, you become the maqsad, you become the reason for him becoming an alim ad-deen, subhanallah. It's possible, dear viewers of Madani channel, if you make this niyyah, inshallah. Zawajallah. For now, our honorable, respected Hafiz Naushad Attari will be giving us some Madani pearls with regards to tranquility in Salah, inshallah. Zawajallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It is mentioned in Al-Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And when they stand up for salah, they therefore unwillingly do it for show. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned that some of the signs of laziness regarding salah include not performing salah at all, offering salah in the presence of people but not when alone, offering salah with humility and submission in the presence of others, but when a person is alone, they offer their salah quickly and in salah, letting the mind wander here and there. So bodily, a person will be there for salah, but mentally, the person's mind is wandering into their work, their business, the stresses of life, their family, their children, their bills. How can one taste the sweetness of that salah? How can one gain that sukoon and tranquility if their mind is not in their salah? The minimum we should try to do is, whatever we recite in salah, try to memorize that. Whether it's the sana, suratul fatiha, the normal surahs or ayat and verses that you recite, the tasbihat in ruku, in sujood, tashahud, durood ibrahim, etc. By doing this, whilst you are reciting, you can concentrate on the meanings of it. And whether you are pronouncing each letter properly, Dawud Islami has a facility of Madrasatul Madina, specialized classes for grown-ups, males, and separately for females. Take advantage of this in order to perfect your salah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For those viewers of Madani Channel who watch tonight in this evening's program and you have developed this jazba to get in touch with us, alhamdulillah. Trust me, dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the website of Dawud Islami, there are so many other options that you could link yourself with to attain ilm deen, subhanAllah. As we said, ilm is noor, it is light. And once you attain this light and noor of ilm, of knowledge, the darkness will be dispelled. The darkness will be removed and you yourself will see light and noor in your life. Even the person who treads the path of tariqah, he has to first walk on the path of sharia.
SubhanAllah.
Without Shariat, you can never even obtain tariqat.
Absolutely.
We all want to attain taqwa and piety, and this taqwa and piety in your heart can only be obtained when you follow the laws of Islam, the Sharia. And how can one learn Shariat? Through ilm deen, through knowledge. So the opposite of illiteracy is literacy, to learn, to become literate, subhanAllah. And the way you can do that is to first attain this enthusiasm, this craze, jazba. I want to, despite my age, I'm 50, I still want to recite the Quran properly with tajweed, makharij, so on and so forth. Because trust me, dear viewers of Madani Channel, ignorance is everywhere we go. Ignorance is such a thing, it's hard to, you know, to avoid such ignorance. There are such waqiyas, Muasab. One waqiyah comes to my mind, which I was told by another scholar, mashallah, azawajal, and it made me laugh. And it's all about the mentality of how you think. He says, with a reference of an old buzurg who mentioned,
right,
there was a person who traveled right, to some place, and on his way he passed through different towns and villages, so on and so forth. He was going to a certain area.
Right.
When he finally reached the area or the town where he wanted to enter, in those days they used to have borders, like how we have borders for the country. Okay. So even the city had a border.
Right.
So as he reached the gateway of the city, he intended to enter, but the gates were closed. So he asked the guard that was present there that, what is the matter? At this hour, I suppose, expected the gates to be open. I need to enter the city. I'm a traveler. So he says, well, you can't travel right now. He says, what is the matter? I want to enter. I have come from so far. So he says, well, you have to wait until a certain time. He says, until what time? He says, look, the problem is that the king of the country, he has ordered for the gates of the city to be closed because his bird has went away. His bird has flown away. So his bird flew away, and the order is to close the gates of the city so that his bird doesn't leave the city and go anywhere.
Ya Allah.
So Allahu Akbar. This personality then explained to him and mentioned to him after thinking, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the condition of the king of the country who allows the gates to get closed because his bird has flew away. So then he advised that gatekeeper, that would you desire and want the brains of that king to be fitted into your skull, into your head, and for your brains to be given to him? And he says, no, never. So he says, then why would this ever happen? Yani, this was an ishara that this is how intelligent the king is, that he'll actually close the gates of the city because of his bird. So this is some of our condition, Mulana Sahib. Despite having the noor before our eyes, despite walking with the Qur'an Pak in our hands nowadays in these devices, we are still searching on other websites for information. We have the Quran as a book of guidance for us. We have the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi, the Hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart and in our mind. But despite knowing and having the true knowledge, we still follow our tabiat and we do the wrong things. May Allah Kareem protect us and guide us. So, Mulana Sahib, ilm is so important, and that links us, of course, to Jamiatul Madina, to the different departments of Dawud Islami. And one of the department is Jamiatul Madina, which is the Ulum Department of Dawud Islami, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Please do explain to us with regards to its subjects, with regards to It's a very vast topic and subject, of course, Jamiat al-Madina. Where do you even start from, subhanAllah? But the fact that just a few years back, Dawud Islami established a beautiful Jamiat al-Madina in this region, in Durban, in the area called Bluff, alhamdulillah. And Mulana Sahib is leading this department. So, alhamdulillah, could you please advise us with regards to Jamiat al-Madina so that we could also encourage our children out there who are watching right now to also be part and parcel of Jamiat al-Madina.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, jazakallah. Actually, jazakallah for asking. This is a department from the hundreds of departments of Dawat Islami that's very dear to me. And reason being that alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, I'm directly involved in that, and we can say as well, I'm a product of Jamiat al-Madina. Alhamdulillah, many others are as well.
MashaAllah.
Dawat Islami has Jamiat al-Madina, not just one Darul Ulum, not just one Jami'ah, not just one Islamic university. Dawud Islami is a worldwide organization across the globe, and mashallah, they are serving the deen in so many places.
Allah,
alhamdulillah,
Allah,
by the
Allah,
thousands,
Allah.
By the thousands, ulama-i kiram are being produced. Now, mashallah, ulama-i kiram being produced is a great thing. Ulama-i kiram being produced is an amazing thing. Reason being, ulama-i kiram are going out to serve the deen of Islam.
Right.
They are the future of the deen. They are taking the deen forward. Sometimes we must realize, we must remember that ulama-i kiram investing in Darul Ulum, investing in Jami'at, investing in institutes that teach Islamic knowledge is actually investing, number one, in our akhirah, but number two, in the future of our children. No matter what field I want to put my child in, my child requires the guidance of an alim. Why? Because if my child becomes an engineer, if my child becomes a doctor, if my child becomes a scientist, whatever my child becomes, when my child wants to learn regarding salah, regarding zakah, regarding hajj, regarding sawm of Ramadan, regarding any Islamic way of life, he's going to listen to an alim. So I'm investing in the future of my child by investing in my Darul Ulum, in my Jami'at al-Madina. MashaAllah, Jami'at al-Madina is there to produce ulama-i kiram, to produce ulama-i kiram for the guidance of the ummah. And we've seen people from different backgrounds coming to Jami'at al-Madina. Different backgrounds, I mean rich, poor, black, white, whatever the background coming to Jami'at al-Madina, and you see how ilm of deen takes them up. I'll give you one example of one of our friends from Jamiat al-Madina. Huzur, there are so many. One of the students that studied with me in Jamiat al-Madina in South Africa came from a non-Muslim background. That means came from a family that wasn't deendar and didn't have Islam. What happened? He reverted to Islam. He came to Islam. But what kind of family? He came from a family where his father is a priest. His father is a priest of another religion, another deen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Such a family. He reverted to Islam. He came to Jamiat al-Madina. Huzur, I would listen to him reciting Quran, paras upon paras, juz upon juz. He had a love for the Holy Quran. He learned his Quran. He studied and became an alim, a madani in Jamiat al-Madina. Today, alhamdulillah, he's working out of the country. He's gone elsewhere to spread deen, and he's spreading
Allah
the deen. While spreading the deen, the rest of his family, remember the family members, he has come from the house of a priest of another religion. All of his siblings have become Muslim.
Subhanallah.
All of his siblings have accepted Islam by means of subhanallah, seeing him living as a Muslim alim, a madani alim of Dawat Islam. His siblings have accepted
Allahu
Islam
Akbar.
And he says, Huzur, now alhamdulillah, I'm working on my parents, I'm requesting them to come into the deen. Please make dua Allah Ta'ala guide them.
Yeah, but
another colleague of ours in Jamiat al-Madina, Mawlana Uthman Madani Sahab, who's in
Malawi,
mashallah. So after taking his training in Jamiat al-Madina, studying in Jamiat al-Madina, under the guidance of teachers in Jamiat al-Madina, from Jamiat al-Madina, mashallah, he's gone back to his country. And this is encouraged that the country that you've come from, go back and spread the deen there. Go back and spread the deen. MashaAllah, last year I've seen Shaykh At-Tariqah Amir al-Sunnah asking him that how many people accepted Islam at your hands? Last year he mentioned 3,000 have accepted Islam
Allah
at his hands. Today, alhamdulillah, the figure has gone up by thousands. MashaAllah, products of Jamiat al-Madina are going out and doing great work. People are accepting Islam at their hands, they're spreading the deen, they are teaching the deen. Thus, if we want a legacy for our children, attach them to Jamiat al-Madina.
Yeah,
if we want a legacy for ourselves, attach ourselves to Jamiat al-Madina. If we want investment for our akhirah, invest in Jamiat al-Madina.
Subhanallah,
really, you are becoming the means of the growth of the establishment of the continuity of deen. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you tawfiq. Really, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's my appeal to you, it's my request to you. I'm placing forth an offer in your court.
Mashallah.
Attach yourself to Jami'atul Madina, to this wonderful department in whichever way possible, whether it be by assisting to fund students, whether it be by sending your children, whether it be by sending your nephews, your
Mashallah.
Nieces, etc., to Jami'atul Madina. Attach yourself to Jami'atul Madina for the sake of the investment in your akhirah.
MashaAllah, I really see this as your passion, Mawlana Sahib. MashaAllah, the way you have presented this beautiful department of Da'wat-e-Islami. And I also make niyat, Mawlana Sahib, inshaAllah, Zawajallah, in my family to find those youngsters, MashaAllah, Zawajallah, who would, you know, would want to study. And I would try and make their mind. And you also make niyat. And subhanAllah, after listening to all these different skills and different parts of Jamiatul Madina, subhanAllah, that the students have and the work that's being done, I am compelled to say this now again and make this dua. And you can also be part of making this dua, subhanAllah.
Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan.
Maulana Sahib, shukran for coming and joining us in our program this evening once again. Please keep watching Madani Channel and keep reciting salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.